Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. Today we'll be studying about customer services. Customer services nowadays have become very important because as service sector has gradually grown up and has taken share in the economy, now service sector has become major contributor towards our GDP. And customer with more education, with more demand, with more options have now become powerful. We all know that customers are king, and any company who is not serving its customers well cannot survive the competition. So customer service is very important for all companies. Companies offer customer service even before selling the service and even after selling the service. So let us know how customer services are important and why every company has to give focus towards it. Nowadays, BPO industry has become an important element of all sorts of industries. For some industries, it is mandatory to have a customer service department, to which we call customer calling department or customer care department. So as it is important and every company nowadays seem to offer a customer calling number, so companies have either their own customer service department or they hire a third party provider for these kind of services. So following are the important point. Anybody who is serving as the customer service executive or who is serving in BPO industry, that person has to be very patient, because at times customers reach out to the customer care department or the customer service department with very much aggression, because they are dissatisfied with the service or at times they are frustrated and stumped. So the customer service executive has to listen to their complaints very patiently. They have to be very attentive and they have to carefully listen to the customer complaints, to the customer grievances and any sort of issues they are having. Attentiveness is very important because while interacting with customers, it is important to catch the clue, to identify the actual problem which customers are facing. Because if the actual problem is not identified, the right kind of solution cannot be given. And above all, the customer service executive should have clear communication skills. They should be able to communicate their statements. They should be able to communicate what they want to say in right manner in limited time. And along with this, they have to have product knowledge as well. Because at times, customers are not aware actually that what issue exactly they are facing. So they inform about symptoms or they explain about the functionalities or tits and bits of the problem. So if the customer service executive will be having right sort of product knowledge, they will be able to identify the right sort of grievance and the problem which customer is facing. After all these things, the customer service executive should use positive language. Even when customer is angry and is using abrupt language, then also customer care executive should maintain a positive posture. He should be able to act even if he or she is feeling bad about the customer's behavior. Then also he should be able to act properly and maintain a dignity while behaving with the customer. Executive should be able to manage time. They should be able to read the customer, because when we are talking to somebody face to face, it is easy to understand them. But when the conversation is over phone, it becomes difficult to understand the other person. So customer care executive should develop the ability to read the emotional state of the customer. So mere presence of the customer care executive should be calming for customer, and above all, the customer care executive should not forget the goal, because ultimately customer has called to sort out the problem. So while answering the customer, he should be always goal oriented. At times it happens that customer come with different sort of problems, and usually it may happen that every problem comes at a surprise to the customer care executive. Although on daily basis they handle a lot of queries, but still there can be surprise problems as well. At times, companies also enrich the responsibilities of customer care executive by giving them selling roles. So at times they are asked to explain the features of the product or the service to the customer so that customer will be convinced and will agree to buy that product or service. So for that matter, for that ability, the executive should have good persuasion skills. With that, he will be able to close those sales and will be able to close leads. All customers have certain expectations when they approach customer care department. So there can be two situations. One situation is when customer has a positive perception or expectation about the service or the response, but when he or she calls, he gets a negative kind of response from the company side. That phenomena is known as moment of truth. Moment of truth is the realization of the reality. So when customer comes with a positive expectations and gets a negative response, it is known as negative moment of truth. And if the customer is coming with positive or negative expectations but is getting positive response from the company or the executive, that is called a positive moment of truth. This moment of truth is very important to make customers delighted and happy. There are various kinds of customers. So when talking to customers, you'll come across various sort of people. Every individual is different, so the customers are. So we can categorize these customers in the following categories. So first kind of customers are loyal customers. These customers are very few in number and they are very precious for any company. They generate more sales, they give more sales volumes and profits to the company. They are very much satisfied with the company services and they do not switch to other competitors. So they are a kind of the lucky charm for the business. The second kind of customers are angry customers. These are the customers which are very hard to please. They are unhappy, maybe because they have a previous bad experience or they are very harsh and rude by nature. So when they talk and when they meet, they are very loud and they are very angry. So if you are dealing with any angry customer, it is always a good suggestion, it is always a good strategy to let them vent out their anger and then resolve the issue. The third kind of customers are discount customers. They are the customers who frequently visit the stores or who frequently buy the service and they expect higher discounts. Because they expect higher discounts, so they negotiate well also. So if the company is offering more discounts, they will buy more. So these are the customers who can be persuaded, who can be contacted when company is giving promotional offers. And fourth kind of customers which you will come across, they are impulsive customers. Impulsive customers are very difficult to convince. They are spontaneous. They do not have any specific item in their list. They do not have any specific urge to buy any goods or services. But if you have good selling skills and you can influence them, then they will buy the goods or the service. The next kind of customers are need-based customers. These customers make purchases when they have the need or when they actually require it. So they buy only for specific needs. They come frequently, they visit frequently, but they buy only those things which are regularly required. So it is very easy to assess their shopping patterns, but at the same time, it is very difficult to satisfy them. The key here is they should be handled positively so that they continuously come for shopping and they do not switch over to the other competitors. These customers could possibly be tackled efficiently and they could have a positive interaction. The sixth and final kind of customers are wandering customers. They are the least profitable customers. They are the people who are majorly doing window shopping. So they do not buy much, but they keep an eye on the things and offers running in the market. They investigate features, they check for the available offers, but they hardly buy things. So they do not buy frequently. These type of customers are important for CRM students and those people who are working in BPO sector, because these different kind of customers generate different sort of business to the company. So you should be able to understand that if a customer is loyal customer, then the queries of that customers have to be sorted in a different manner. A customer who is angry has to be handled differently. And if the customer is just wandering customer, he's or she is inquisitive just because of his nature, and he has a wandering nature, so he is not finally going to generate any business to the company. So investing more time or more resources for such customers may be a waste. So while talking to the customer, a sales person or a CRM person should be able to identify that which kind of customer he or she is talking to, and accordingly he should use the strategies. Now we should understand that what are the ways to handle customer queries, because you cannot say the customer that you are wrong, because customer is always right. So today here we will share few quick tips so that you can handle customer queries properly. So let's talk about those hacks. First hack is always treat your customers and callers properly. Give your customers excellent service with a warm smile, because if you talk properly with a smile, if you warmly welcome people to talk, people will start liking you and they'll get engaged. So even if the customer is flustered and frustrated and he gets a good response from the other side, he may have a good experience with you. The second hack, you should always ask customers what they are looking for. So before offering your services, before offering solutions, listen to the customers and give them a chance to talk. And you must also have noticed that whenever you call to the customer care service and whenever you reach any reception, you're always asked a question, how may I help you? So that's the key. So whenever a customer calls you, always ask customer what he is looking for. The third key is always listen patiently. This may seem straightforward in sales and services, but actually what happens, we do not listen properly. If the customer is giving the complete explanation, then all the details should be listened to the carefully, because if you're asking for the details again and again, this can lead to a frustrated customer, and this will also lead to wastage of time. So third key is listen to your customers properly. Fourth key is be honest and straightforward with your customers. At times it happens that customers pose irrational demands, and customers at times query very abruptly. So if there is something you cannot offer to the customer, if there are something which is against the policy of your company, it is always good to be honest and straightforward with the customer. Because if you be dishonest with the customer, and if you happen to promise something which you cannot offer later, which your company will not offer later, the customer will feel offended and he'll be even more dissatisfied. So whenever you are talking to customer, always be honest. Honesty is always the best policy. The next hack, the next key is when you are talking to the customer or to the caller, stop making conversations with the other employees or your colleagues during the transaction, because it may give an ignorant response or ignorant kind of feeling to the customer. And the next key is, if you cannot help the problem, do not hinder into it. The better option will be, if you are not aware of a solution, if you are not aware of the problem, you better contact your manager or contact the right person who will have the answer to that problem. Do not hesitate to ask for support. And the last but not the least, always seek help from your colleagues, from your supervisors, from your superiors. If there is anything you should be learning, if there is anything you should be updating upon, keep learning. Be willing to learn. So wish you all the very best. Keep learning and do good in your future. Thank you.